Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
Yes, indeedy. It is 11:30 on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Luke Mead here, your host as always. And what a gorgeous, gorgeous day outside. My goodness, I hope you're driving around enjoying it or sitting around catching some of this. Well, at least it's dry. Thank God. I even rode the bike. What do you expect? What do you think of that? You know, coming up in the next hour and a half. Oh, a whole bunch of crazy kind of stuff. We've got some brand new stuff. We've got some brand new stuff by Ghost. Something new from Deer Hunter. Something new from Dead Meadow. We got the brand new Do Make Say Think here. We might hear something from that. We've got the Sonic Youth Destroyed Room album, the B-sides and rarities. Lots of good noise there. And then, of course, we've got the usual psychedelic, proggy kind of crazy stuff you've come to expect. Thanks to Mr. Robert Robot for always an amazing, amazing show of Planet Lovetron. He ended us off on a kind of hip-hoppy note, and I'm going to try to pick up where he left off with keeping with the noise philosophy, giving you some of the worst music ever made. Ooh, this is one of them.
Oh my goodness. Becky, look at her Bible. It is so huge. She looks like one of those preacher guys' girlfriends. But who understands those preacher guys anyway? They only talk to her because she looks like Mother Teresa, okay? I mean, but look at it. It's just huge. It's gross. She just looks so righteous.
I like big Bibles and I cannot lie. You Christian brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with a KJV and a bookmark in Proverbs, you get stoked. Got a name engraved so you know this girl is saved. It looks like one of those large ones with plenty of space in the margins. Oh, baby, I want to read with you because your Bible's got pictures. My minister tried to console me, but that book you got makes
me so holy.
Ooh, mama mia, you say you want koinonia? Well, bless me, and teach me about John Wesley. I saw her praying while I was DJing. She got grace, pretty face. She ain't going down to the bad place. I'm tired of heathen guys saying they like pocket size. That's the average Christian to take a look. She got a pack much book. So, fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
have your girlfriends got the book?
Oh, yeah.
Well, read it.
Read it.
Read it.
Read it.
Read that holy book. Baby, y'all, NIV with the ribbon bookmark. NIV with the ribbon bookmark. Baby, y'all, NIV with the ribbon bookmark. NIV with the ribbon bookmark. I like them leather and bound. It's 50 pounds. I just can't understand how it is some weenie wants Bible on CD. She wanna get you saved. Amen. Double up. Amen. I ain't talking about a paraphrase, cause Paul wouldn't use those anyways. I like them real thick and red lettered. You can't find nothing better. Southpaws in love, Bibles that big are unheard of. So I'm sitting here thinking, what if I find me a girl that shows midriff? You can have those bimbos. I keep those chicks that do devos. A word to the Christian sisters, I can't resist ya. I do God's time with ya. But I gotta be straight when I say I wanna pray till the break of day. Baby, got it going on like the wife in Proverbs 31. We just might get engaged when we finish reading this page. Cause it's worn and it's torn, and I know that girl's reborn. So ladies,
yeah,
ladies,
yeah,
do you wanna save people from Hades?
Yeah.
then read it till the pages fall out. Even white preachers gotta shout. Baby got Thompson chain with the big red letters. Thompson chain with the big red letters. Baby got book. Yeah, baby. When it comes to a good book, Stephen King's resume just can't compare. 39 plus 27 equals 66 books. And if you're Catholic, there's even more. So your girlfriend quotes Bill Hybels, but does she got a big Bible? Cause that little thing she's got won't start a revival. My Bible study don't want none unless you got book, hun. You can read Clancy or Grisham, but please don't lose this book. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and take it that book's too old, so they toss it and they burn it. But I pull up quick to just learn it. So your girl likes paperback. Well, I ain't down with that, cause my girlfriend's hot and her Bible's rocking, and she's got good doctrine. To the atheist chicks who try to diss, you ain't it, Miss Pris. Give me a Christian, I'm insisting, and I greet her with some holy kissing. Some pervert tried to chase, but he didn't make it past first base. She's quick to resist temptation, and she loves a new translation. So ladies who are lost and found, if you want the 666 thrown down, dial 1-800, reads a lot, and teach me about those Psalms. Baby got NIV with the ribbon bookmark. NIV with the ribbon bookmark. Baby got Thompson chain with the big red letters. Thompson chain with the big red letters. Bubble cow's knowledge, but you still got book. Bubble cow's knowledge, but you still got book. Bubble cow's knowledge, but you still got book. Bubble cow's knowledge, but you still got book.
Yes, indeedy. Baby Got Book from the Momentum Christian Church from Cleveland, Ohio. You can check that out on www.whiteboydj.com/babygotbook. And you're really, really missing out because this is radio, because there is a video that goes with that. And just compliments the song. Just real good. You listen to a noise here, CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to get right into it here. Brand new to the stores. Sonic Youth, The Destroyed Room, B-Sides and Rarities. Covering their oddities all the way back to the Washing Machine album. And there's lots of really, really good stuff on here. This is one of my favorite songs because it is on Washing Machine. It's the last song on Washing Machine, The Diamond Sea. Now, they released an EP, the Diamond Sea EP. Now, the original Diamond Sea on the Washing Machine album, I think, clocks in at 24 minutes and 32 seconds. And then the EP version of the Diamond Sea clocks in at 25 minutes and 48 seconds. And we have, like, me and my friends have sat and listened to them both simultaneously, trying to figure out where they stuck in the extra, you know, certain seconds of noise and stuff. But, you know, you be the judge. This is The Diamond Sea by Sonic Youth.
Back when he sees that you just know it's me. the mirror is your only friend. Look into his eyes and you will see that men are not alone on the dining sea. He's sailing to the heart of a lonely storm. You tell her that you love her eternally. Thank you.
look into his eyes and you shall see why everything is quiet and nothing's free. I wonder how his gum makers smile when love is running wild on the diamond sea.
week ago. About a week ago, I was driving one night with my father in an old Chevy pickup truck that we'd borrowed from a cousin of mine. And we were moving some furniture into New York. It was late in the evening, and the truck was really old and really worn out. The inside of the cab really smelled a lot of gas. So the whole entire trip, we were gagging for breath and getting very high off the fumes. And the steering was loose. It was a typical old truck, 53 Chevy or something like that. The whole bit. But anyway, we were driving in, and we took the BQE and we were going to the Brooklyn Bridge, and we were going on and over the Brooklyn Bridge. And we got to that section where the pavement falls away and is replaced by those metal slats which make up the floor of the bridge itself. And your car wheels run and glisten over that and make this kind of sound. You know what I mean? You've heard it, I'm sure. And the wheels slip and slide a little bit, and you always feel like maybe you're going to get a little bit too close to that wall, the bridge. And we were riding along, listening to this sound. And other cars were driving by, making other sounds that would have, you know, that... And that Doppler effect as they go by, right? And it was dark, and it was night. And the fumes were making me high. Surrounded by a wall of guitars about 100 feet up above the East River, and I liked it.
Off of his first solo endeavor, East Jesus, compilation of oddities, 7 inches, and came out about 1986 on SST Records. It's called The Bridge, and mixed in nicely with, well, considering that he's in the band, Sonic Youth. Brand new one from them, The Destroyed Room, B-sides and rarities, kind of later 1990s, 2000 stuff from them. Outtakes from... Experimental Jet Set, No Star, Murray Street, Goodbye 20th Century, Sonic Nurse, all those kind of goodies. If you're a fan of the latter Sonic Youth, or as I like to say, a true fan, you'll want to own this. Really, really cool stuff. Great, great, great album. The Destroyed Room, B-sides and rarities from Sonic Youth. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Luke Mead reporting, and next set... Okay, music to scare the living pants off of you. We got coming up some Phantomas, something new off the Residents album, and got a request from a MySpace listener. And you're more than welcome to give requests on MySpace, by the way. Just go to myspace.com/LukeMeet, and you can see ugly photos of me and stuff like that, and check out what I'm digging. And also, the noise playlists are up there for every week. But, I got a great, great, great letter from a gentleman by the name of Baron Fingers, and he wanted to hear... He threw a few at me, actually, which is pretty cool. I always like to be challenged whenever it comes to getting requests. And I think he asked me for some Plastic People of the Universe, which I'm still looking for. However, this one I can fulfill. And it's going to start off this next set, like kind of scary stuff. This is the world's most satanic children's singer. Of course, I'm talking about Bruce Hack. Thank you.
Thank you. pathetic, too hedonistic, and self-indulgent. It's bullshit. I mean, I don't have any values. I just am. And I just do. And I do well.
And two songs by a band that needs no introduction or explanation at all. The Residents there. That was the classic off of Duckstab, Hello Skinny. And then before that, we heard something off the brand new album by them. It's called Tweedles, out on Mute Records. I think it should be in stores by now. And you should check this out for the artwork itself. It comes in a gorgeous book packaging. And the theme, I guess, this time around is really, really creepy clowns. And if clowns weren't creepy enough, well, the Residents have made them even 10 times scarier. And speaking of scary, that was kind of the whole theme to the set there. Before the Residents, we heard Fantomas off of The Director's Cut. Fantastic record. If you need to own one album by this band, I recommend it's this one. And that was, of course, their rendition of the theme from Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. If you've never seen that, holy cow, I highly suggest you check it out if you really want to disturb yourself. There's a lovely new deluxe DVD edition out of it now, I know. And we started you off there with, by request, off of MySpace. And again, you can MySpace request me as much as you want. MySpace.com/LukeMeat. And no, we got gentlemen wanted to hear Bruce Hack, and you heard that exact artist right there off of the Electric Lucifer, his children's record. And yes, they are satanic children's songs. Very, very cool there. We heard a really great kind of moogie track, though, there, called Supernova. Bruce Hack, check him out. And Canadian, too, nonetheless. So there you go. Wow, speaking of MySpace, Acid Mother's Temple, their website has been temporarily shut down. So they're using MySpace to post all of their announcements. And holy cow, these guys are going nuts. Like, they posted something like 15 postings of everything related to them. And not only are they going to be here in April, we'll keep you posted about that a few more months down the road. But one of their side projects, and one of my favorite ones by them, Surubami, are reuniting for the first time in something like 17 months. And Surubami is Hiroshi and Kawabata from Acid Mother's Temple, but they have a female drummer, Ime Noboko, and very good stuff. There was one album released on Strange Attractors Audio House that I found very, very, very good. And I'm going to play a little tidbit of it. It's two songs. They're half an hour each, and you don't really want to. I'm not going to totally, you know, bore you to death. But Geki Uchi Kachigachi, and this is Surubami, side project of Acid Mother's Temple on a noise. some Sonic Bombast from Japan there. And a double set there, actually. That was Ghost off of their newest one, In Stormy Nights, available to you now on Drag City Records. And that track was called Caledonia. And then before that, we had some Surubami, a side project from the legendary Acid Mother's Temple, off of their, a couple of years old now, Gekka Yukikachi. And yeah, it's self-titled track there. And yeah, that goes on for another 35 minutes. So I just, they only gave you a little bit of a taste there. But great droney stuff over top of incredibly technical improv jazz drumming. We're going to have something new coming up by, well, let's see. We got something new by Deer Hunter and something new by Do Make Say Think coming up in the next set right after this.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Is coming for you. Appearing at the Commodore Ballroom on Sunday, February 11th, Cradle of Filth will be pushing out tracks from their new album, Thornography. Led by Danny Filth, the new record is louder, harder, heavier, faster, and catchier than anything the group has done yet. One of the world's biggest and best extreme metal bands have never sounded so exhilarating, so vital, so venomous. Special guests will be the 69 Eyes, a horror-flavored glam rock band straight out of Finland. So don't miss this adrenaline-prone show. Doors open at 7, show begins at 8. See you there.
Yes, indeed, Cradle of Filth. If you dig that kind of thing, yeah, check them out. Apparently, they're quite entertaining live. I don't know. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here. If you want to hear anything, give me a shout. In the next hour, though, well, the next half hour, you got me. And the next hour, 1 o'clock, we'll have some uninterrupted jams. And 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio A-Go-Go with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock, Rachel's Song, part of the Necessary Voices Lecture Series, with hosted by Mr. Thomas Hicks. 6:30 today is, yes, Sam Squatch's Hideaway, the best in CanCon, hosted by Anita B. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juicebox, Vancouver's best and most intelligent sexual health show, hosted by Ms. Julia. And then 11 o'clock, Mr. Hans Klaus, Mrs. Misery Hour, yes, indeedy. And I don't know if you had a chance to tune in last week to the 24 Hours of Radio Art, but thank you all to those who participated, and thanks to all the listeners that that called in and enjoyed the extreme weirdness that we celebrate here every January 17th. Art's birthday, don't you know? We're moving on into some new territory, brand new, Do Make Say Think. Some people call them Please Do Shut Up, but whatever. Yes, another one of those incestuous little groups on Constellation, and there's a gotta be a Godspeed connection in there somewhere. This is more of the same. The new album is called You, Your History in Rust, and this track is called Executioner Blues.
We'll be right back.
And something blissfully mellow there by a new group. Well, I've known about them for a while, but they've made the jump to a virtual indie major, if that makes any sense. Band is called Deer Hunter, and I was a big fan of their first album that came out last year. It was on a tiny little label out of New York, but they've been signed to Cranky in Chicago, Illinois. So that's a virtual giant leap. And massive psych heavy art damaged five piece, these guys. Very, very good stuff. And the name of the album is Cryptograms. And you heard White Ink there. And then we started you off there with something brand new from Toronto's Do Make Say Think. With You, Your History in Rust is the name of the album. And Executioner Blues. Stay tuned in the next hour at 1 o'clock. We've got a pretty cool compilation out of Guelph, Ontario. And the label is called Burnt Oak Records. And this is a great little comp called You and Yours. So stay tuned to hear what's going on over in rural Ontario. Whole bunch of different kinds of stuff here. Keep your ears open. That just about does it. We're going to leave you with a nice long track by request. Amon Duel 2. We're going to hear some good German krautrock progadelica. And this is a great one off their Yeti album entitled Soap Shop Rock. That just about does it for me. Thanks for listening. Until next week. If it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now. We'll be right back.
swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.